Makes some sense. So what are you supposed to do? God give me the strength to change the things I can change, the courage to let go of the things I need to let go, and the wisdom to know the difference. My mother and my brother are two of those things I can't change, so I gotta let go. Their exit was coming up. He put on the blinker, worked on getting over. She frowned at him. What about the shooting? How are you supposed to handle that? Sleep 8 hours a day, eat healthy, drink plenty of water, and engage in moderate amounts of exercise. And that works? Don't know. First night I went to a bar, drank until I nearly passed out. Let's just say I'm still a work in progress. She finally smiled. Me too, she said softly. Me too. She didn't speak again until he parked in front of her building. When she did, her voice had lost its edge. She simply sounded tired. Her hand went to the door latch. When do we leave in the morning? She asked. I'll pick you up at 10. All right. Pack for one night. We'll handle the arrangements. Oh, and Annabelle, to board the plane, you're going to need valid photo ID. Not a problem. He arched a brow but didn't press. It won't be so bad, he found himself saying. Don't let the news articles fool you. Catherine's a woman, same as any other. And we're just going to talk. Yeah, I guess. Annabelle popped open the door, stepped out onto the curb. At the last moment, however, she turned back toward him. In the beginning, she said softly, when I saw myself declared dead in the paper, I was relieved. Dead meant I could relax. Dead meant I didn't have to worry about some mysterious boogeyman chasing me anymore. Dead left me feeling a little giddy. She paused, took a deep breath, then looked him in the eye. But it's not like that, is it? You, Sergeant Warren, and I aren't the only ones who know it wasn't my body in that grave. Dory's killer also knows he abducted my best friend in my place. He knows I'm still alive. Annabelle, it's been 25 years. I'm not a helpless little girl anymore, she filled in. No, you're not. Plus, we don't know if the perpetrator is active these days. The chamber was abandoned, meaning he could have been incarcerated for another crime. Or here's a thought, maybe he did the world a favor and dropped dead. We don't know yet. We don't. Maybe he didn't stop. Maybe he moved. My family kept running. Maybe it was because someone kept chasing. Bobby didn't have an answer for that one. At this point, anything was possible. Annabelle shut the door. He rolled down the window so he could monitor the situation while she went to work inserting the keys. Maybe he was getting a little paranoid, too, because his gaze kept scouring up and down the street, checking every shadow, making sure nothing moved. The outer door opened. Annabelle turned, waved, stepped into the brightly lit space. He watched her pull the door shut firmly behind her, then go to work on the inner sanctum. Then that door was also opened and closed, and he caught one last glimpse of her back as she headed up the stairs.